Hello, everybody. This is the Day 12 Phoenix to Tucson Tour Diary. It's actually being recorded on Day 13 because we've had a fairly eventful day yesterday, and for reasons that I'll explain later, last night wasn't a good night to record. So we started in Phoenix, and I finished editing the Sanderson Jones episode, and it was a lot of interview. The total runtime of the interview ended up being like 100 minutes. And so I was a little bit worried that I'd have to cut something, and there was a lot of cool stuff there. But fortunately, through some editing magic, I think I got everything fit in the hour. So you'll get that tomorrow, and it'll be, I think, a really good episode. Sanderson's a really energetic and interesting guy, so it's a good interview. The trip down to Tucson was pretty uneventful, but it was also very pretty. I got some pictures so that my Washington State friends can see that places like this actually exist. I didn't see any religious signs because, frankly, I wasn't looking. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, or the night before, which you could have guessed if you saw when I posted the tour diary. Speaking of which, the last time I did a tour diary was also bad news. The bad news is coming. But I do have an update on that. I got a letter from my friend with a very heartfelt apology with direct mentions of a lot of the things that actually made me really unhappy about the letter. So that, I think that has a good ending. I know I still have friends who don't really approve of what I do, but I'm glad that somebody this close to me isn't among them. So all in all, I feel pretty good about it. So we got down to Tucson, and we did the show here. I have to admit, it was kind of sparsely attended, but what we lacked in attendance, we made up for, and actually some pretty interesting questions from the audience. So I think it's going to be a good episode. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. Unfortunately, though, while we were recording that episode, somebody smashed the back window on Becky's car, and you might have heard about this if you're on Facebook, and grabbed a lot of stuff. Fortunately, we were recording an episode while we were while this was happening, so none of the recording gear was in the car. So the tour can continue. But they took my clothes bag, so all of my shirts, socks, and underwear are gone. I've got the shirts I was wearing. We found some pants, and I have a pair of socks. They also took my tool bag, which, you know, traveling with tools, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but if things break on the road, I'd like to be able to fix them, and I had a lot of stuff in it, so I'm probably going to have to replace that before the tour is over, because I actually have some stuff that breaks on stage and actually kind of needs to get fixed. They also took my road sodas. They took my clothes, my tools, and my sodas. Fortunately, none of Becky's things were taken, which is good. And I'm actually glad they took the bags they did. They left me with the one personal bag, which had my red blanket in it. This is like a Linus-level blanket. It is the sole remaining possession from my childhood. I travel with it sometimes when I think the traveling is going to be rough. It is, in fact, the perfect blanket. Keeps me hot or cool, depending on the weather. It's very comfortable. If you want to know how important it is to me, you should go back on the blog and look for that picture of me in the hospital. Here's a hint. That red blanket, that ain't hospital issue. When I got admitted into the hospital, the first thing Becky did was grab that blanket and bring it to me. So, I still have that. If I didn't have that blanket, I would not... I don't know what I would do, to be honest with you. It makes me question the wisdom of traveling with it, but I don't know. And I think maybe you understand. You know, I am sort of worried because the car was literally like 10, 15 feet behind me on the other side of a door while we were recording the episode. So there is a fair chance that when I do post on this episode, I'm going to hear somebody breaking into my car. And then I'm going to realize that, you know, that I'm hearing it now. When I can't do anything about it. That would kind of freak me out a little bit, to be honest. You know, so all my fun shirts are gone, but like I said, I still have my blanket. And I mentioned something sort of on Facebook. I made a mention of it on Facebook, and a lot of people came out of the woodwork, you know, with apologies, advice, and some help. Some people are literally, you know, it's like, okay, I can come with some of my clothes. Thank you all for that. We're going to hit a Target and pick up some clothes for me shortly so that I can stop going commando. Oh, the chafing. Oh, the chafing. You know, and some of those shirts I'm going to need to replace. The work of fiction or matter of fact t-shirt that I wore to the Ray Comfort interview, I'd like that, another one of those. I'd like to get another one of those Cthulhu shirts from Lawrence University. I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be kind of difficult replacing some of those. In a fit of pique, Becky actually posted on Craigslist. I'll include the screenshot. I do not often see Becky this angry. The hotel people were really nice. They were really good to us. They felt really bad. They actually seemed really shaken up by the whole thing. They said that this doesn't something that generally happens, which I kind of get. I kept telling them, you know, they kept asking me if I was okay, and it's like, look, I'm here for one night and then I'm gone. This happened where you guys work every day. Are you guys okay? And there were really good people there. So we were really well taken care of, and I really appreciate it. So I tried to record a tour diary last night, and everything just sort of came out in a rage. I was just like, rah, 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 screw it. You know, I try to keep the feed relatively, you know, relatively FCC compliant, and that was not. I listened to it this morning. It's like, no way can I use that. Kind of glad I slept on it. So I'm re-recording it now. So I guess I'll talk about today so far. Becky got up this morning, took the car into the dealership, got a new window. Took about 2.5 hours. Car's in great shape. Window is great. Like I said, we're going to go to a Target. I'm going to pick up some clothes. Maybe a Harbor Freight. And things will go on. Yeah, so we're going on to New Mexico. There's an episode tomorrow, so there won't be a tour diary tomorrow. So I'll talk to you guys from... I think I'll still be in New Mexico on Monday, so I'll talk to you guys then. And if you haven't noticed, I'm outside doing the tour diary because I'm actually at a bagel shop that's blasting classical music like it's a Motorhead concert. It's weird. But the bagels are good, so I don't mind too much. Anyway, that's it. And I'll talk to you guys on Monday. And our next stop is Oklahoma City. Talk to you then.